Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I got to say before this segment begins, because we're doing the Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Greenmount Bowl. Yes. Tens and Ducks. I'll have you know. If my back were a little better, I'd roll. I'd be there all afternoon. But we're going to watch the Angels and the Orioles. And on Friday, we're at Fadley's. But I was pumping gas at Royal Farms, and I actually heard the lottery commercials that we run here, and it was the funniest thing, because when I brought John wasn't here last week. He sent Seth to brag about beating the Orioles and the Pirates and Clemente and Stargell, and I heard the Waka 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 ad, so I thought, I'm gonna have some fun with John Martin, the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. The Maryland Lottery helps us put these Pac-Man promotions into effect. I'm giving these away at Greenmount Bowl, at Greenmount Station, watching the baseball game on Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully the Orioles can bounce back from Tuesday. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Fadley's doing it. How are you holding up through all this? I mean, I thought last week when you weren't here, I just thought you were just too busy trying to figure out how to pay all these Grand Slam promotions, all these home run riches winners, Gunnar Henderson into the Anaheim night. I mean, they're hitting some bombs here. I mean, they might need to move the right field wall back before it's all over with for you, huh?
Oh, there's not a lot of room to do that. Don't do that. But yes, last week I was actually out on a rehab assignment. I was down in Baltimore South in the Sarasota area.
Okay.
And, I'm trying to stretch out, maybe get myself to, six innings, seven innings. Make sure I can.
All we need are three batters out of the bullpen right now. If you can do that, maybe you're left-handed, you're good. We could use that.
Well, I am not left-handed. I'd give my left arm to be ambidextrous.
Yeah, I know. Did you see the video of the kid over in Asia that throws both arms?
No.
Oh, my God. It showed up on my timeline this week. He's got a glove that the glove switches.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like something on AI, and there he is throwing. And I'm thinking, if Otani can do this, anybody can do, you know what I mean? Like, it's just Babe Ruth did it, right? But it's just been 100. Bo Jackson did two sports. But, yeah, I can't feed myself with my left hands. I can't think like that. But the Orioles bullpen and baseball on the tongue and you guys on everybody's tongue, because, I mean, there were 35,000 people at the ballpark last week. We're coming home. Don't tell anybody. But Luke and I spent an hour talking about the Yankees are coming on Monday.
Oh,
so
who cares?
We're a real baseball town here. We're such a baseball town. The NFL draft is happening this weekend, and people are still talking baseball.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? When you've got other things to keep you busy, like lotteries, perhaps, maybe. The jackpots, the Powerball Mega Millions, are in that area that I know certain members of your household appreciate when they're both in three digits.
228 on Mega Millions and 129 on Powerball. She would play the Mega Millions because she's stingy. She wants to.
That's
okay.
Greed.
Okay. Greed is good, right? When it comes to winning.
As long as she's playing responsibly, that's and enjoying it, and knows when to say when, and then that's all good. So she's looking at that, I'm sure, as many people are. And springtime, things bloom, things blossom. We launched a couple of fun scratch-offs this week. One, a perennial favorite, at least I think it's been perennial. It seems like it's almost every year, is our Ski Ball scratch-off ticket. At a $3 price point, top price, $15,000.
I used to play that down on the beach, right? You're talking about skee ball, right? In the arcade?
I was just going to say, I'm sure you have fond memories of skee ball in Ocean City.
I actually had a conversation 2 weeks ago with somebody about skee ball, that they have one in their home. I'm not making this up. Because, and it may have come from the Pac-Man conversation, because I was somewhere recently where there was a machine. And my wife and I have been talking about it, because I'm handing these out at our Maryland Crab Cake Tours, right? So, the games of our childhood are still, I was never any good at skee ball. Like, that was just one where I'm like, I'm good at duck pin bowling, right? It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it is the same thing. It's the guy, once you get in that groove, right? I mean,
but it hits that little hill, and anything can happen when it hits the hill.
Well, that's the idea.
If it was hard enough.
If it were 5 feet straight with no obstacles, people would win all the time.
So these are the ones I'm going to be hitting Roz for next month, right? Like in May, I'm going from Pac-Man to skee ball. So I need to get my skee ball chops up, right?
Something else. Hey, but the one we're really talking about here, and I don't know if Seth, he sometimes gets a little focused on things, if he got into it last time, but we launched a new scratch off $5 price point this week called The Big Spin. Did he talk to you about that?
Let's talk about this. The Big Spin. What is The Big Spin?
The big spin is a $5 scratch off that if you are lucky enough to win a cash prize, you could win up to $50,000 instantly on that $5 scratch off ticket. But if you reveal a spin symbol, that means you can take that ticket to any lottery retailer. You can actually scan it with your mobile app. You can scan it at a self-service vending machine, and it will reveal your spin prize, which would be anywhere from $10 up to $250. Or you could reveal a big spin logo, which means you now need to schedule an appointment to come on down to lottery headquarters and spin a 6-foot wheel. You know, you've seen those prize wheels on television.
Correct.
How about that?
Bob
right?
Barker. You're thinking Bob Barker? Like there that you kind go. Of thing? Okay.
There
all
you
right.
go. How about coming into this to the intergalactic headquarters here at Maryland Lottery? And
an beautiful, impressive building, I might add.
Yes, yes. And stand there in front of one of these 6-foot wheels and give it a nice little twirl with the potential to win from $50,000 to $250,000 cash money right there.
Oh, hold on. So they come down, they automatically have won 50 to show
exactly.
up?
Exactly. Just for walking in the door, just for seeing this smiling face. Just for seeing this smiling
face. That's like
face
even more than you gave the Ravens tickets winners, right? And like, man, 50's a lot, right? Like that's,
well,
that gets you downtown, right?
Don't tell them that.
It's a lot of money.
It is. It's a significant, it's a big amount of money for the big spin. We do things big here at Maryland Lottery.
Is it one of the wheels where you need two hands? I mean, it really is.
Oh,
is
it's
it
a
the two-hander. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, you know, some muscle-bound guy can do that. But for guys like you and me, see what I did right there? For guys like you and me, it's two hands. And you got to give it a nice little...
Listen, I'm spending the afternoon up at Greenmount Bowl, you know, doing a crab cake tour next to Greenmount Station. And he's going to beg me to, like, he's going to put the duck pin ball in my hand and my youth at the East Point Fair Lanes. And, you know, it'll all come back to me. And then my back will kick in and I'll be like, not a golfer, not a bowler. I can shoot baskets. There's things I can do at this point in my life, like picking up hot grounders in the hole. Not my thing right now, but spinning the wheel. I think I got one spin in me. I think I could do that for 50 grand, 250 grand, right? If I hit it
up
the right
way. Yeah. Different prize amounts. You know, they click, 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 and there you have it.
The little light spin and they play little song. Okay. All right.
Multicolor.
Good. I like that. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, putting a center. You know, you mentioned scanning and winning. First time ever, and I know you're going to find this hard to believe, given that I've given thousands of these things out over the course of time. I was at Fadley's 2 weeks ago Friday. We're going to be there again this week. Luke and I are going to be there. Crab cake, shrimp salad, the new location. It's even if you've been to Fadley's a million times, you haven't been to the new one. And we told the story about everything in the old ones and the new one, except the entire kitchen's changed. I gave one of these to a gentleman, and he came over during the break, and he's like, how do I know if I won or not? And I'm like, give me that. And I have my app, and I went, boop. And at that moment, I thought, man, I really want him to win 10 bucks or like even $2. He was not a winner, but I had to explain second chances. But I want you to know that anybody can find out if they've won or not as long as they have a mobile device. And it's literally pretty fast to happen. It's faster than you think. Even in my own case, I wanted to help him. I'm like, boop, 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 boom. And it was like, wow, now I'm armed. Now I'm like, you're a winner. You're a winner. You know, I feel like I could be Oprah when I'm out doing this, you know?
Well, don't get out of your skis there, pal. But the, yes, matter of fact, it's even easier now with our new and improved mobile app. So for details, go to mdlottery.com, where not only can you learn more about these wonderful new spring promotions and new games, but you can hopefully learn about our new app, which will make it even easier for doing things like that.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we talk about lots of things and jackpots and all of that. Winners. Tell me about some winners here. First winner I want to talk about is the Grand Salami last weekend, because we've talked a lot. Yeah. I mean, I tried to bring you into baseball, but then when you get these jackpots, you know, that's what we talk about. But I'm sorry.
You said baseball. Are we talking baseball now?
I don't know if you know this, but there are people that have called me an icon in this town. People that have compared me Cosell and Howard Stern. I've done sports here for a long time, so I am always ready to talk about, and I've been waiting a long time, as you well know, on and off the air, waiting a long time to talk about Orioles prosperity. So let's talk about home runs. Let's talk about giving away your money.
You should. But briefly, an homage to the team with the best record in Major League Baseball.
Oh, gosh, come
Enough
on.
of
It's so
that.
it's
All right.
April. You know this.
Hey,
April.
don't deny me my small victories.
All right. Well,
But you know who had a big
I
victory?
just hope you and I don't have a bad week together in October, because
Oh, man.
doing this documentary, there
Wow.
are pictures of the Roberto Alomar incident in 96, as well as a picture of me next to Tony Fernandez
Oh,
in the
nice.
dugout doing ball. Tony Fernandez did Baltimore radio, did my show
Oh.
6 days after he hit the home run off of Benitez, because I
Well,
have a
thank you.
picture of he and I in the dugout in Cleveland. We're all
Yeah.
frozen because it was snowing that night. He did the show that night, 1997. So
Nice.
these are things you don't know about me that you need to know about me, having done this all these years. You know, I go back,
Yes.
I remember when your team had another name that we don't talk about anymore. And I also remember the greatest sports movie ever made was made about your franchise, not mine.
Well, there's still plenty of time on the clock. It could still happen. You know what's great, though? Nicole Watts of Sykesville, Maryland. And I have not yet talked to Doug Lloyd. You know, we talk about Doug. Doug has been on your show many times. I was not aware of this because I was down in Sarasota, you know, working out the kinks. Apparently, Doug called her during the game after the ball had just left the ballpark. So Doug gets on the phone, and I have no idea what that conversation was like.
No. We
But
got to have Doug on next week.
oh
That's it. You're taking a week off. Then you're on vacation next week. You're on assignment. Your assignment is to get Doug on to
yeah,
tell these stories because it's hilarious.
right. But
So this woman
yeah,
knows she's won. She knew a couple weeks ago before the month began that it was
that
her
she
night, right?
right because you can anyone who enters the their non-winning ticket and to be a contestant of the game can go to mdlottery.com. We will be drawing and posting for the month of May coming up any day now. So yeah, you'll be able to look ahead and say, okay, I've got such and such date. And Nicole hopefully did that and said, I've got April 19th. It's Kansas City. It's away. Okay. And bam, $5,000 later, the first Grand Slam, which, you know, for those of you keeping score, and I know you do, to date, as we speak, there have been 34 home runs hit, one Grand Slammy for a prize total package of $33,000. And the little $5 home run riches bases loaded scratch off, or I'm sorry, fast play ticket now has a progressive jackpot over $90,000. So if you don't make the, that's not a bad consolation prize if you don't make the contest of the game is winning over 90 grand, don't you think?
You know what? And I think they're going to hit one a month, right? I mean, they're going to hit six,
You
but
think?
they might hit
Okay.
eight or nine. They might only hit three or four, but I don't think so because A, they have the hitters to do it, and B, they're going to have guys on base. I mean,
I will acknowledge the
they're going to have, hey, when Seth came on, because Seth is such a baseball, and I love having Seth on, despite the fact that he better not wear the Stargell jersey next time. I told him Clemente acceptable here. I'll accept Clemente, but we will not accept Stargell here. And certainly not Kent DeColvey or anything along the lines of Omar Moreno. But he did some baseball nerd stats with me last week. Like, literally went out and talked about how many times they had the bases loaded before the Grand Slam. Last week when we did the show, they led the league in bases loaded opportunities. So, I mean,
Whoa.
so early on, I mean, you can
Yeah, the
brag on the
potential.
Guardians. I almost used the T word. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
At least I didn't call
It's
them
all
the
right.
Browns. But this is going to be fun on a daily basis. Anybody who is a May contestant knows that it might the prize might it, get, you know might turn into, hey, we get a vacation out of this.
Well, it should be lots of fun, yeah, each and every game because again, when you've got that lineup from 1 to 9. And the potential is any game to have. I'm just looking at the
Jackson
month of
Holliday has
April.
two hits now, so we can leave him alone. All right,
Well,
leave him alone.
there was a stretch here. I'm looking at it here from April 13th through April 17th, 5 games. They hit 3 home runs every night. So that means the contestant of the game won $500 being selected plus 500 per home run. We had Mariana Johnson win $2,000. Melanie Bortle win $2,000. Christopher Ruth win $2,000. Gloria Massey win $2,000. Janet Davis win $2,000.
I can't wait
That's.
to be a contestant on June 26 when it's about 97 degrees at game time and the air's night. You know what I mean? Like, boom, ball's gone. You know that they're gonna have nights where they hit five. They are.
Yeah. And we are more than happy to be part of that. You know, here's another fun story here because in the spring, I mentioned the spring thing going on here. We have a promotion called Spring Fling, where anyone who buys a draw game That's your pick three, your pick four, your Keno Racetracks, Powerball Mega Millions, a game that's not a scratch game or not a fast play game, but a draw game. We'll get on a random basis one of our four newest fast play games as an add-on, a freebie. So imagine the look on the contestant's face when, or the player's face, when they were playing their, I believe it was a pick three, pick four game they played, one or the other, and up popped, ta-da, congratulations, you've won a fast play $2 scratch-off game, which we call 7-11-21. And oh, by the way, that happens to be a progressive jackpot. And oh, by the way, the ticket that just popped up happened to be a progressive jackpot winner in the tune of $25,765. So you happen to be a retiree and you see this ticket pop up and you're pretty excited because you don't really know what it is. And you call your daughter and you say, hey, I think I just won $1,000. And she says, Dad, why don't you scan me the ticket?
So, and it says C. John Martin. Is that what it says? CMD Lottery. Is that what it
no,
says?
No, better than that. It said progressive winner. And when they scanned the ticket and she read it, she said, Dad, you didn't win $1,000. You won a $25,000 jackpot. So imagine the hilarity that ensued and the fun. And they came in and took the ceremonial picture behind the big check from Salisbury. Little sleepy Salisbury. They won.
I love Salisbury, man. I got it. They have a zoo in Salisbury that I still haven't seen. And every time I go down there, the mayor, who's no longer the mayor, he's working for the governor, has always threatened to take me to the zoo and my wife on the way to the beach. So we have to stop in Salisbury. They got a great pie shop in Salisbury. I'm going to tell you that right now. So come see me. I'll get you there.
And I'm going to guess that he's not the first guy who's offered to take you to the zoo. There's probably a few people in your
listen,
career.
Listen, Kirby Fowler's a friend of mine. And matter of fact, because of you, I'm going to the zoo next week. I have an event at the zoo next week. I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send it to you. By the way, I got something for you. This is a new feature we're going to have here on our segments from time to time.
Okay.
You don't know about this.
Wait,
but
new just starting now? You're making this up new?
This is a new feature we're going to have here. You show off all of your winners. I want to show off my winners. This is
hey.
Me and Fadley's, right, with winners. So, I have winners, too. These folks scratched. See, she scratched the thing. She didn't even scratch
yep.
any.
See,
she scratched the scanner, and she scanned it. I think one was a 2, one was a 10, but they were
yep. –
And look at, can you imagine when you win $25,000 on the scratch off that the smile that you get on your face when you win like that?
We see those smiles every day.
I when I give these out at Fadley's and when I give these out at Greenmount Station.
That's because you're a giver, Nestor. People like to engage with people who are givers.
Where do you see the documentary? Oh, you know, it's coming out this week. No more lies on this program about my integrity. John Martin is here, executive director of the Maryland Lottery. What else we got going on? Because I know we got, spring begat summer. It's May next week. 80 degrees, Yankees in town, like all that going on. This is when you guys really get out and spin the wheel, as they say, as Roz and Doug tell me.
We love it. Go to mdlottery.com and look at the events photos from the past, but more importantly, coming up this weekend, Saturday, we're going to be at College Park at the University of Maryland for Maryland Day. First time we're doing it. I understand it's a big deal. I think it's their spring football game. And I think they have a lot of things going on, free events. So it's a way for people to get out and roam the College Park campus. And we will be partaking in that. Stop by, spin our prize wheel, get pictures taken, and you may show up on our lottery page. But in the month of May, then every weekend, at least one event, sometimes double dipped on a weekend.
Tell me where the barbecue is, and like, well, you know, I need. I'm about the beer, the barbecue, the wine, the you know,
well,
the
then,
zoo. I'm about outside.
Okay, well, then make yourself on Saturday the 4th to the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds for the Annapolis Irish Festival. My wife, who is part Irish, half Irish, somewhere in between the part and the half. We've attended this before. Great event. Lots of music, lots of culture of the Irish dancing and all those fun stuff.
Ever tell you about the time I went to Dundalk, Ireland?
No.
There's a real Dundalk, Ireland.
Yeah.
So this is a good one. This is the stuff I would put in the documentary if it needed to be longer. But so we went to Ireland to see U2, went to Dublin after my wife got sick. It was probably 17. She was feeling much better, had a great trip, went over, drank beer, did the Guinness tour, did all that stuff before they even built the place over here. And There is a Dundalk, Ireland, and I've always known about it. I looked it up. It's only 45 minutes from Dublin, and we got the car driving on the wrong side of the road. And I did it with a 5-speed to make it even more of a challenge. You know what I mean? You want to be
Nice.
backwards, wrong side of the road, wrong
Nice.
side of the car, and driving the 5-speed. We went to Dundalk, Ireland, and it was a Sunday. And if you know anything about Irish culture, it's a family day, it's a roast day, it's a dinner day for everyone in Ireland, and they have special things on menus. And I looked up a pub that was going to serve proper food. I googled all this and down, and I went to this pub. The name of the pub sounded like my father's last name was McGurgan. My father was Irish, and it sounded sort of, it was like McGuire's place. And we went there and we sat at the bar, and we're the only tourists. We're a billion miles from anywhere, and we sit down and we look like we're tourists, and we start talking to people, and we're like celebrity tourists because we're Americans. They're like, Americans ever coming here? What are you doing in here? What are you doing? I can't do the Irish thing. So we ordered food, and I told them I was actually from Dundalk, Maryland, which they probably know about now with the bridge, right? And a fellow on the bar stool befriended us, talked to us, told us history of like all of this stuff, and he's like, there's a football match at the end of town. They play at Oriel Park, and I'm like, what? The Dundalk Football Club, Oriel, or you can look this up. They have a match at 4 o'clock. I think you can get tickets. And I went over. We didn't stay for the match, but I bought a Dundalk FC sweater in the gift shop when I went through. And this fellow on that day took my number, and a month and a half later, a package. This speaks to Irish hearts, right? Package arrives. I don't know what's in it. It's a box. It's from Ireland. We open it. The man went to stores in town and sent us a Dundalk care package where everything on it. I have a shirt that says you wouldn't understand it's a Dundalk thing. It's from Dundalk, Ireland. So yeah, so Irish
Wow.
festival. Let's go. I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to do all of it, you know?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There's your
That,
Dundalk story for the day.
well, grab your kilt and head on over to the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds on the 4th. We'll be there. And then the 5th will be in Frederick, the running festival. You don't do running then either? I know you said you didn't do certain things. Is
Well, when I
running
had
one
my
of them?
knee cut on in 06, and the doctor looked at me when I came out of the fog and said, "You're never going to run again." I ran a little bit, but no, I'm not a runner. I'm a
All right.
walker. I'm a
All
hot.
right.
I'm a low impact, stretchy guy. That's what
All
I am.
right. All
But I
right.
love. I'll cheer him on, and I'll meet him in the garden afterward and have a beverage.
Sure, why not? Here's one I'm not familiar with. We'll be doing Saturday, May 11th, Ram Fest. I hope that's not a sleeping related thing. I don't understand that. Remington neighborhood in the city. Again, music, food, good
It's a
times.
Remington festival, really? Oh,
Yeah,
that's
Ram.
awesome. I didn't know about that.
See that?
All right, good,
We
good.
both learned something today. And of course, those big events coming up in the latter part of May include the Preakness, Wine in the Woods, and Brew at the Zoo. So we'll talk more about those in the weeks ahead. But again, you can check us out at mdlottery.com, find out where we are, come on down, spin the wheel, take your picture with us, and regale us with your exciting winning stories.
So I'm going to be at Greenmount Bowl doing the show and going over to Greenmount Station, and we're going to be doing a lot on horse racing. David Richardson from the Horsemen's Association is going to be joining me. All the changes, all you said the magic words, and includes my name, Preakness. So I'm going to be talking about Preakness in the future. So I know you guys are involved there. Everybody's all into that. So that'll be coming next week as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, which is what we do around here. In addition to promote the Maryland Lottery and responsible gaming, certainly, John, I don't need to tell you because I'll bring it up. Just what's happened in the news and the NBA and all that we need to continue on this message, 365, 24/7, right?
It's all education, and be happy as we have these opportunities. Thank you to educate folks about it, but that's really where it has to start, and educating in the schools.
This guy
And
lost his life, right? This NBA player, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I look at it and say that this is more than a social shame. This is a real addiction. This is, I mean, you've always told me that, this is something. Call, get real help, get real support.
well, and again, not to end on a downer note, but the reality is you can't tell me that this young man was not educated or was not made aware, but yet for some reason, either chose to ignore it or thought it didn't apply to him, and pursued a course of action which basically ended his career. And you have to wonder where did the system fail him? And you're never going to get everybody. And you know, when we talk about these things about responsible gambling, you know, 95% of the people play responsibly.
And have a great time with it, really.
And enjoy it.
And it funds good things. Yes. I want to come back to that and say, like, sure, this was action in Guys and Dials, just like the other social questions of cannabis and alcohol and all of these things and how they're adjudicated. But at some point we create laws, we pass laws, and then we try to do the right thing. And that's what we come together and try to do. And you know, part of doing the right thing is keeping an eye on each other and looking out for each other as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as we talk more about it, and if you think he's the last one, you're mistaken. He just happens to be the next one. So we'll see what happens going forward. And we hope that it doesn't slow down our efforts to continue getting the message, continue educating people, and make sure they have access to resources they need.
That being said, we're going to be out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour having some fun this week. We are also previewing the 25th anniversary documentary. It'll be out probably by the time you hear this. So you can go to Baltimore Positive and check that out. 25 years of doing this, 40 years of doing that, 32 years of doing the radio thing, and a lot of years of asking people for their time and their involvement. And we're very, very appreciative of everybody out there. And I'm sure in the early going of the draft, when the Ravens don't draft the 30th, people will be hitting it and laughing. Lots of folks, if you've participated at any point in our journey, you'll be in it. So a big thanks to the Maryland Lottery for putting us out on the road with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Pac-Man for now and Skee-Ball coming down the line and the Preakness next month. We got lots of things happening, including home run riches and an NFL draft that Luke is covering. Any breaking news happens first on the WNST tech service. If you're hearing this and we're in the middle of the draft, draft picks will be coming your way out on the tech service as well. You can sign up at BaltimorePositive.com.